And the, most of the disciples, you know, Jesus made an appearance and they believed him. Oh my gosh, Jesus is alive. But you know, one of the disciples wasn't there on that first Easter night. Remember what his name was? His name was Thomas. Thomas had a nickname. You remember what that was? Anybody? What was Thomas's nickname? Doubting Thomas. Now, doesn't this make you wonder, like, why they know something and you don't? Well, we are here today to clue you in. Because Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, he loved Jesus. Jesus loved Thomas. But he didn't happen to be there Sunday night. Jesus rose from the dead, let's say, last Sunday. And they got together in a room, and Jesus made an appearance. Peace be with you.
He walked through the wall, actually.
Yes, that's right, he did. That's right. But he appeared in the room and did amazing things, had dinner with them, and very cool. But what Thomas was absent. We don't know why. Thomas wasn't there. And so anyway, you can imagine on Monday, they're all hanging out at the pier and say, Thomas, Jesus is alive. He goes, sure he is. And he's like, he is. And Thomas says, unless I can touch his hands where those nails went, and I could put my hand and see where the spear was put into his body, because that's how they assigned that he was dead, I'm not going to believe that he's alive. And so they gave him the nickname Doubting Thomas. Do you have a nickname?
Yeah.
What is it?
Rai Rai.
Rai Rai?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's like a 10. I like that. Well, Doubting Thomas's nickname was something that stayed with him for a little while. How did you get your nickname?
My grandma.
Your grandma?
Yeah, she always calls me.
Does it mean something?
No.
Grandma, is she here? It means what? It means she loves you. You know, that's right. Sometimes nicknames are endearing things. Other times, other nicknames, you know, they can kind of point out what we aren't doing so well or things about us that aren't so fun. But Thomas had this Doubting Thomas nickname for the whole week. But you know what happened the next week?
He died.
No, sorry, he didn't. What happened was the disciples were together again and Thomas was with them. So the whole crew is there. And Jesus appears among them again. And now Thomas could see Jesus, that he's alive. And Thomas gets on his knees and says, oh my gosh, I see your handprints. I see the mark in your side. You were dead and now you are alive. You are my Lord and my God. And so Thomas became a believing Thomas. But sometimes nicknames stay with us for a little while, like centuries. And so Doubting Thomas, we still call him Doubting Thomas. But it's only because it's okay to doubt. Some things, like when we hear things from our parents and they say, Eat all your food. Stop eating so much sugar. Take your vitamins. Do exercise. Say, yeah. And sometimes we don't want to believe them. But you know what? A lot of times our parents are right. And the people that take care of us can give us really, really great advice. So when Jesus is in our midst and says, you know what? You can't see me, like physically see me, but I am alive. You are blessed if you believe in me. So we can have doubts, but God gives us the power to believe, to trust in him. And so I hope that Doubting Thomas becomes Believing Thomas as we talk about him in the future, and that all of us can believe that Jesus is the Son of God who came to give us life forever. Let's pray and give God thanks for that. Lord, we thank you for reminding us of your love today. We thank you for nicknames. They often point out a character quality. Sometimes things that aren't so good about what we do. But I thank you that even in our doubts, you love us, reach out to us, but give us courage, because also we can stop doubting and believe.